Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
Juwan Jennings!
He cannot be that guy.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
Let's go ahead and do it and put the rat on the table.
Brought to you by Atco Pest Control.
Why can't we just boil this down to what it needs to be boiled down to? We've got two athletes in the Bay Area who are nice role players, but they want to be paid like stars. No can do.
Well,
sorry.
6 years other than
Jennings.
Other.
You're a third receiver. Jonathan Kuminga, you're a sixth man. I mean, let's.
You're 22.
Let's get real here, people. We can't just be handing out money when somebody says, hand me money.
Both teams need the players that you're talking about.
Not as much as you believe.
Yeah.
Well, not as much as you believe, I don't think.
The Warriors are in no position to say night-night. After Butler, Dre, and Steph, it is fright night. So you need something that Kuminga possesses.
It's fun. Remember the show, Goo, you did where you were like, you know what? Shame on me. This is a team that got to the Western Conference semis, and they would have beaten the Timberwolves with Curry.
No. Oh, my God.
And then, of course, we sweep Oklahoma City. And, okay, well, then you're going to win it again. You just get healthy and you win it.
I'll die on the hill of I do believe Lakeup, the holdup. I got no sources, Donnie. Lakeup is his biggest fan, and that's who you want your biggest fan if you want to stay. Now, do you think he wants to stay?
And how has,
I don't think he wants to stay.
And how has Lakeup being Kuminga's biggest fan worked out this offseason and last offseason up to this point? He's a businessman.
There's been no training camp.
He's a businessman. Yeah. The feelings don't matter.
Man.
Feelings don't matter to Joe. That's why he's successful. Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Let's go to Daryl in Alameda. Hey, Daryl, how you doing, man? What's going on?
Hey, good morning, guys.
Yeah.
Welcome back, Steiny.
Thank you.
And before I get into my little rant, you're not leaving, are you?
No, I just threaten.
Oh. Okay.
Yeah, no.
If it's about the money, then okay. None of my business.
Trade me.
I'm kidding around. kind of.
That segues into what I was going to say about Jennings.
Yep.
You guys remember last year when Ayuk was out and he, Jennings is the only one that spoke up I thought athletes were supposed to stay out of other people's pockets in
right.
negotiations. And he was like, don't think you did this on your own.
Yeah, man. You're
that
right.
That floored me. I'm like, dude, you are out of here. There is no way that if he's a teammate of mine, that would have
oh.
that's it. You're out of here. And his talent level, like Sonny said, he's a third receiver. He doesn't have breakaway speed. He's nice on possessions and all, but you can get those guys a dime a dozen. So, no, I'm not in for him to, like, as y'all say, get the chicken.
Mm.
Yeah,
it's funny you bring that up because last year, two Darryls agree and think alike. I was told to suppress that thought. There was nothing there. He didn't mean anything. And here we are. Not the chickens coming home, but the rooster coming home to roost. Because that's what he was doing. There's no doubt in my mind, Juwan was taking a shot at Ayuk and what he thought Ayuk was trying to do. And then now here we are and look. Shout out to Darryl.
Well, you and Darryl disagree, though, on you just want to pay him.
I think
you want to pay him.
No, I think he's better than what the other Darryl said he is.
No.
Because you don't know. And I'm rooting for IU, one of my faves. You don't know, even when he comes back, how good he's going to be. So the Geico was and what it's been. Juwan.
I see. I would go into this season assuming IU will not be the player that he was 2 years ago.
I'll give you that.
This year.
I'll give you that.
So
two thumbs up.
Without a healthy IU, with a Pearsall learning the system.
Hello?
With a new guy. They're not going anywhere.
Well, you don't know that.
I'm not saying you don't try to win. Of course, you try to win. You put a great season together. Maybe you make the playoffs, but damn it, you can't.
But it all intertwines.
You can't let Juwan Jennings hold you over a barrel. Not him.
Well, I'm not saying that. I'm not saying that. But, you know, it's all a collective, right? You hadn't mentioned Kittle. You hadn't mentioned McCaffrey. All that matters, DeMarcus Robinson. So you put, you know, a reliable Juwan Jennings with that and Pearsall. Stoney, I think you got something.
And then what happens in week 10 if Ayuk's back? Now you're paying Juwan Jennings $18 million, and you look out in the field, and what if he's your fourth best receiver at that point? Because Robinson's better than him. I don't know.
What do you think the holdup is? Like, when do you think we'll have some clarity?
I don't know that we will. I mean, we may just go into the season and nothing happens, and I don't know if he's hurt or not, but I think we know what's going on.
Mm.
Tony's in Santa Clara. Hey, Tony, how you doing?
Hey, I'm down with this, but here's the deal. They said Jerry Rice was slow. He don't know how to run routes. This and that. At the end of the day, like, dude got down last year. He showed up when it mattered. Mm. He possessed some stuff, some talent.
Contested catches.
My kid's screaming, contested catches. No, don't you love – here's another thing. Who plays Stroudamack in that group?
I do.
Hey, who's the best arms? Growing up, Jesse Barfield. Hold on.
He was part of the Blue Jays.
Barfield, George Bell, and Lloyd Mosby.
Yeah.
Catchers. Hey, the catchers, when we were drafting, Johnny Bench was like a minus -5. No, dude.
I know what minus.
Another one.
Yeah. All right. Thanks.
I need a compass to keep. What was that? I love to.
I'm used to reacting to stuff that I have no understanding of where it came from.
Yeah. Evan, while you were in your meeting, we played the Fabby rejoin and I named Penn Griffey. I did them all. I'm proud of myself. Penny Hart, he didn't get any.
I got him. I just,
you know, because he's really good at writing.
Well, Stoney thinks computers write the songs now.
You're an idiot.
Ooh.
Not Fabby.
No, but you okay with that?
Sorry.
I'm saying I'm sure he writes them on a laptop.
Dude, he came Mike Tyson with that one.
That's fine.
Oh, I thought you said, sorry, I thought Guru meant that you said you believe that.
Oh, he did.
Artificial intelligence is writing their lyrics.
No, that's not what I said. No. I say you write your songs on a laptop now.
I set you up.
I don't care.
But Evan dunked it too hard.
I'm starting to realize the less you care, the less stress you have.
Seriously. Now that's my line to life.
Oh, so, okay. Well,
you can borrow it. You don't live by it.
So
we
get
know.
This. I'm listening the other day.
To who?
You guys. I listened a lot.
You did listen.
I listened
that's
some.
90 Odyssey app. What you hear?
I actually got a little pissed off.
I'm trying to think.
You guys are ad-libbing at your best, and I get it. You're trying. And the next thing I hear is Guru's talking about podcasts. And Guru goes, hey, I gave Steiny a great name for a podcast, The Court of Public Opinion. That's mine.
No, Evan
and
gave
I
that
said,
to me. Okay, I'm going to say that.
Layout.
Yeah.
My, what's it called? Daughter-in-law came up with that name. She said, Matt, you should do a podcast mixing sports and culture and politics called The Court of Public Opinion. In fact, I came in here,
never
said it to both you guys.
Both of us rebuked that.
No
chance. You forgot to say it. I believe she had to. Evan, we would remember, Stoddy, that one hit me.
Number one, that never happened. Number two, you did text us that, but you didn't say what the text was about. I just got a text saying, that's my daughter's idea.
That's right.
With no reference as to what you were describing.
I'm describing the Court of Public Opinion name.
Dude, act like we
incredible.
Know when you're listening to the show.
Well, so wait, you just make stuff up if you think I'm not listening?
No,
that's what you did.
Evan brought it up. That's the origin to us, is he came out his mouth.
Right,
and I said, I need to snatch it. Oh, I wasn't
You don't
want to
play this game.
Yeah, no doubt.
You guys don't want to play this game.
I'm going to go with the younger mind. And Steiny, you didn't say it because I would have jumped at it like that's an incredible idea, young lady. No, I believe it's she. I don't believe
you.
Just
forgot
keep
to,
talking.
Yeah,
no, I didn't. Evan, we would remember. Just tell him.
I swear to God, I have
that
never
is
heard
so
that.
So catchy, and it's awesome in so many ways. I would have remembered. Nobody's trying to cut you out, bud. But you feel like you told us and you forgot.
Keep talking.
But now Goo's gonna get royalties. I hope you know that,
dude. It's I mean the court. Because that's all that really matters now, and that's what's scary. How many people have came in and apologized to Malik Beasley? We thought he was a criminal. We thought he was going to jail. We thought he cheated the game. Nobody's doubled back and said, hey, Malik, we're sorry. Not one person, and I'm doing it today. Malik, I'm sorry because I thought you threw your career away. Don't you get it? What's he doing?
You know, Steiny, even the boss thought it was a great idea.
Did he say, the boss is sharp.
Wink, wink.
Yep. Like cheddar cheese. Abby!
You know I'm right, Steiny.
Wednesday, June 11th.
Oh, why is my sister's
from
birthday?
From Teddy and Josie. Matt, you should start a podcast on sports and politics and call it The Court of Public Opinion. We are not kidding. At all.
I believe that part. I believe that. People, study. I believe that.
Read it.
I don't need receipts. You should start a podcast on sports, politics, and call it The Court of Public Opinion.
What's
partner, June 11th.
Thank you.
Nobody is saying that didn't happen. You forgot to, it's not a night
It's
night.
A night night. It's a curry night.
Just say
night.
You forgot to bring it to air.
Nope. Stunning. I did bring it on air.
We're not in the family group chat.
So why are you asking?
I brought it on the air.
See,
you guys didn't listen.
Ernie Chavez, help us out.
You don't want to go there.
Ernie.
And Ernie doesn't either.
That's the part that you're frustrated at. You didn't say
yes,
it
out
loud.
Yes, I did. I remember it specifically.
It's an awesome name.
By the way,
what you got?
You're welcome.
So before that, we came out of the last break, Stephen Rizzotto said, Steiny, and it was, I'm going to do it just like him. Hey, Steiny, I'm glad you're back. Really missed you.
Oh.
And I can't figure out whether he is trying to be a jerk or not.
See, that's who you are. You're telling on yourself. Because you would do something like that. Not mean it. We call that dry capping in the union.
Don't tell me. You know what? Yeah,
that's a great haircut, but really it's just like, oh, you got butchered. I was asking, you got butchered.
You got to have more trust in people.
Yeah, you didn't say it out loud. That's why you're mad. No, the girls did. That's awesome.
Uncle Looney with some news on the YouTube chat. Breaking news. There's a podcast called Court of Public Opinion. Three of them, actually.
Damn it.
Are you kidding me, Evan? That was too good.
I'll bet it is a great name.
Before June 11th. Incredible.
I'll bet it started after June 11th when word got out.
Uncle Looney, that is a great, it's, all right, I'm going to come up with one tomorrow. Evan, you'll be, yeah. I'm going to miss Evan.
I'll be around. I'm not going anywhere.
But everybody, I'm going to put another rat on the table brought to you by ATCO Pest Control. I want all my teammates to listen. More funerals than any host here, unfortunately. But what's the etiquette of when you're gone and removed from the group chat? Because sometimes I think it's not fair. It's, one guy's gone and I'm still getting them, Evan. Where do we draw the line? Like, I left you personally alone.
Well, what you need to lose is it's your last day. It's not my last day.
You know what?
I'll be back soon.
What's that say about the business when everybody takes it?
Spadoni thought I was going to die.
No. I was like, damn, Spadoni. Great show by him and Lovin today. But Stoney, you're quiet. You're reserved. Just say, we know it happened. You didn't bring it to air.
Yeah, I did.
In your mind.
I did.
That's the name of your podcast, In Your Mind. Oh, my partner is back, Jack.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
Did you hear Bonte?
Where did the guy come from? Jerry Rice was slow. How about Jesse Barfield?
What was that? We need to put that. Did you hear Bonte Friday? And there's not a Stoney.
I did not.
My man was Jesse Owens verbally. What? He was mad at a lot of takes that have been going around, and he got it all out. And I said, well, if you were on Odyssey app, you would have listened. You would have heard. Anyway.
That was last Friday.
Yeah.
I was on my way to get on my private plane. That's where I heard you say that you created something that my daughter did.
Oh my, Evan.
It was about 11:45 on two Fridays ago.
I'm being real here. Can I ask you a personal question?
Because
you've met my friends, right?
Well, who?
And you met some that you're not their flavor. They and I have to defend you. And you were with your buds. Do I come up at all with who you work with?
Oh, yeah.
Do you defend me?
Yes, absolutely. Because for
now
some
I'm
reason,
being real, Steiny, do they? You work with the guru. Like I can. Like how do you answer it?
See,
or do you cower? Give me another.
Here's the bottom line. Because they're my friends, they like you way more than me. Don't you get it? That's called
mine's
being
vice
a
versa,
buster.
Though. Vice versa well, for me. I gotta defend them.
My friends talk about how you carry me.
Well, stop.
No, they do.
Steiny, stop.
Oh, Goo, he seems like a great guy, Steiny. Is he?
But I'm not Brian Gumbel. Yeah, you went from writing to work with a dude that won a contest. Guy. You get some of that. Keep it real. You let him talk to my friend. You let him talk to you like that. I want to get one in the kit. It's my guy. He's a teddy bear. No fights. Blackmits. I just had to ask that. I got to believe they had. So you work with the guru, huh?
I mean, you're not a...
But I'm not Brian Gumbel.
What does that have... Like,
you know, I didn't go to school of broadcasting.
No, they...
That's a reflection
That's
of,
why they make fun of me.
that's
why they make fun of me.
To, right. So they don't like me more than...
No.
They said I carry you?
No, they... yes, they think a guy who won a contest... carries me. And so then they can then say, you're not really much of a professional, are you?
Oh, now we get to the nitty gritty. Oh,
trust
me. I would love to meet him though.
Trust me, I get it back tenfold from those guys.
Oh, man. Oh, man.
All right, let's go to our friend Dre and Lamore.
All right.
Hey, Dre, how you doing, man? Everybody's worried about Evan leaving now.
State of the business.
Welcome back, Steiny.
Thanks, man. Appreciate it.
Did you do a little world traveling?
Yeah, up to Oregon.
Oregon.
Oh, okay, Oregon.
Oregon.
Beautiful country.
God's country.
It's nice up there.
Nice. Yeah, it is nice over there. I'm over here in Mesa, Arizona, sweating my behind off right now.
Man.
Is it hotter than Lemoore?
It's hotter than Lemoore. Lemoore,
wow.
At least at Lemoore, around 2 a.m., 3 a.m., I can open up my windows until like 8 or 9. Over here, the AC is running 24/7, my man.
Yes,
nice.
Sir.
Nice. 24/7. Is Jennings getting
Guru,
you mad?
He's getting me mad. I just wanted to ask Guru something. Hey, Guru, it don't matter if you won a contest. You still do a great job.
No doubt, fam.
The
no
only
doubt.
Thing is, man, I really felt boy. Embarrassed for you a lot of times during them Jeopardy games. I wanted to fill in for you, brother.
Hey, let me tell you something about the business real quick, Dre. You know it was shtick. Somebody had to be the – somebody had to not know. That's all, Dre. You know I was better than that, baby. Somebody had to be the heel, right? Yeah, Steiny knows.
Hey, as far as Jennings goes, I don't know if it's him or if it's his agent, fellas.
Ugh.
But to me, I think he's getting paid a fair amount. I don't know if the Niners have offered this, but do an incentive pay on top of what he's making this year. Hey, you get 600 yards, we're going to break you off more. You get 1,000 yards, which everybody knows he's not going to get, we're going to break you off a bunch more. And then a good part of his game is blocking. Hey, if you spring a badass block to get CMC into the end zone on a 30, 40, 25-yard run, we're going to break you off every pancake or every two, three people you take out of one play. That's only fair. Other than that, James, you ain't getting your money. I don't know how Washington's going to afford McLaurin and Debo. I don't know how Cincinnati, their defense is crap. They can afford Higgins and Chase. Dallas, sorry to talk about your Cowboys, but I'm not, Guru.
Go ahead.
I don't know how those crazy guys are going to be able to afford Pickens now that they got him. They've already paid C.D. Lamb. I mean, people got to know your role.
Mm.
Just like The Rock says, guys, know your role.
Thanks, Dre.
Taking my call.
Yeah, Dre.
Well, good stuff. Yeah, man. I'll say this. So, Steiny, you got a problem, and Evan reminded me all week. You don't even know this, Steiny. He did get a new deal just a year. So, is that what that's the principality about this? Is that what this is all about? We just gave you new chicken.
I think there's a lot of things going on with Jennings. I think, yes, the fact that he got a contract last year is part of it. I think a lot of fans see that he's doing this as their wide receiver room is decimated.
Okay.
And that makes some people feel a certain way. And I just think when we get to situations like this, there are a lot of fans that say, you're under contract, go out and play. Period. End of story. And I realize it's the NFL and you can't do that with every player, but the NFL, more than any other, I think, league prioritizes without guaranteed contracts, you know who you want to prioritize and who you don't. The guys that you want to give a lot of years to, and I don't think they want to give Jennings more money or more years right now.
And I guess I'm being a sports simpleton, Steiny, and it wouldn't be the first time somebody's referred to me as that, and I'm doing it myself. And it goes to the Kuminga thing. I guess the one thing that just stinks about all of this is it is a game of chicken. So we're going to wait to maybe, possibly 2 days before the season, and if the Niners give in, then are we going to get on, are fans going to be mad that they gave in 2 days before the season? Like, you saw this coming. I guess I just want to get people to get their books in order. And the Warriors, for that matter. There's no way you saw this, or maybe you did, and I need to shut up. This Kuminga thing, make a decision and let's go.
Well, what's the decision?
Jennings going to be this year? Is he going to make contributions, or are you going to?
You're talking about Kuminga.
Both of them.
Well, Kuminga, the two people have to make the decision. Two entities. He doesn't want the Warriors' offer, so that's just the way it is. Like. There's
but
no
the
malice.
Season's going to start.
Okay.
So a decision will be had.
We'll see. It doesn't have to. I mean, I could see Jennings going into this season saying, you know what, my calf's still bothering me. I mean, tomorrow they got to cut
down
to
53. And what would you think of a player that would do that? And that's his Bobby Brown, his prerogative.
I would say.
But Steiny, that would be because you're letting all the other 52 dudes.
And I would say no other sport. Are you allowed to leave your teammates hanging more than in football? And in no other sport is it more understood, because it's the most violent sport and everybody supports a guy trying to get as much money as he can.
Yeah.
And that's what Jennings is
It didn't
is
seem like
do.
Jennings was doing that when Ayuk was trying to get his money last offseason, to the caller that led off the last segment. Like, I felt that and thought that, but look, nothing came of it. But look at us now, a year later. And you are right, man. I'm just curious. I'm watching, and I want him to be out there because I think he makes them better, and Purdy. But damn, you know, hey, Steiny, we're getting it's almost go time. come on now.
How about this? This is from Veggie2 on the YouTube chat. Jennings should have taken the opportunity of being wide receiver number one and then being a free agent at the end of the year.
Easy for us to say, but
well, whoa. It makes sense. You're making 7.5, and for maybe the first 6 to 8 weeks, you're going to be the number one receiver. So pile numbers up. Pile numbers up, play the rest of the season, and then go get your money at the end of the season. I think that's fair.
I'm with
especially
you.
If he's asking for something that the 49ers don't want to give him. All right, 888-957-9570. I see Wesley, Phil, Caleb. I'll get to you all on the other side. We're talking about Juwan Jennings, the 49ers, Jake Moody. Season's coming up, ladies and gentlemen. And that always makes us happy. Football is back. 888-957-9570. That segment was brought to you by Honda of Vallejo. And at the on the other side, I'm going to tell you about something coming up that's special on 95.7 The Game.
Jimmy Buckets!
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
No matter why your clients give, a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360 makes charitable giving simple and efficient. They can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and their assets can potentially grow tax-free as they recommend when and where to give. DAF Giving 360 has over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.